Proclamation number 8662 of 2nd of November, 1963. Fight of the Prince of Darkness against Light. That again and again the wall of faith is shaken is not allowed to surprise you, my servants on earth, because my opponent will fight against truth more and more furiously and seek to put out the light, through which his true nature is revealed. You are not allowed to forget that he knows how short his time still is, and that is why his work is particularly frightening. That is why he will seek to intervene everywhere and disguise himself with the garment of an angel of light. He will, as it were, appear as a servant chosen by me to lead men astray who believe in his calling. You have no idea where you can find him everywhere, for he sneaks in where only an existing error gives him the opportunity. Where error is also his area, and there he can rule men and lead them deeper and deeper into error. You men can protect yourselves against it when you just devote yourselves to me intimately, when you entrust yourselves to me and ask for protection from him. But often you yourselves do not recognize the danger. You think to be standing high above error and yet are spiritually blinded, because exactly this overestimation of oneself is already spiritual arrogance, which offers the adversary the best possibility to slip in. Again and again I call out to you all, be alive in your faith. Don't flatten yourselves and don't let worship become a habit which suffocates all life, for this is the great danger of those who believe themselves called to be leaders of their fellow human beings, that they themselves satisfy all forms and are inwardly far removed from the right, living bond with me, which only gives them the right to count themselves as my sheep, who then also hear my voice and recognize it as the Father's voice. Know it that I demand a living faith from every single man, that I do not let myself be satisfied with a dead faith, but that the inner living connection with me must be established in the quiet chamber, that no public events are necessary for this, because these will again only reduce the devotion, but not increase it, as you wrongly assume it. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Remember this promise, and shut yourselves off completely from the world, and only when you preach to them the gospel of love, then gather your congregation around you, but refrain from all outward acts and customs, and seek only to establish an intimate relationship with me. The relationship of a child with its father. And truly, then I myself will be with you and guide your thoughts correctly, and you will also recognize truth as truth but error as error. Do not fall into states of ecstasy. Be sober and always only turned towards me in intimate love, and truly, you will then also work for the blessing of all those to whom you bring my gospel. But beware of being at my adversary's beck and call when he demands that you refrain from demonstrating love. Then you will always recognize him as the exit, who is the enemy of all life and who wants to prevent that you find back to me, because you can only unite with me again through love. Therefore everything love impels you to do must correspond to my will and be blessed by me. If therefore a restriction is imposed on you men in love activity, if you are hindered in prayer for the deceased or for your fellow men, then you know from whom these regulations or teachings start, and then you also know that he still controls you when you comply with his desire. After all, it must be obvious and clear to you that no restriction will ever be imposed on you from me in your activity of love. And every loving, Intercessory thought will be pleasing to me and have an effect as strength which the being receives to which the loving request is directed. Should you man therefore bypass this most important commandment of love, then you must nevertheless clearly recognize who stands behind it, who presents such false teachings to you, and you must defend yourselves against him and his influence, by you joining yourselves all the more closely to me, who will truly also protect you from him. But know that you men yourselves allow him his work because you have already become too closely associated with him. You allow him too many rights over you, and he makes good use of them, so that you now can detach yourselves from him with difficulty. But powerless is he against love. Live a life of love yourselves. Prove your unselfish love for your neighbor. Always carry all those in need on earth and in the beyond in loving intercession, and the adversary will no longer be able to approach you, for he is powerless against love. Yet do not fear him, since I am also his Lord, but intimately hand yourselves over to me, and in the bond with me the complete detachment from the one who is mine your adversary will also take place. Amen.